Hello, welcome to the Ohm Garden. This is our second podcast, and it is a recording of a meditation that I teach in our third meeting for our lifestyle and teacher training. So, if you don't know, that is a 200-hour, 15-week program that ends with a 3-day retreat, a yoga retreat, and during that time we put together different parts of the student's home practice. And so this is the teacher's first step into a deeper meditation. And so this meditation can be used for anyone. It's something I do use in my classes with all of my students. But try to make sure you have already learned the basics of meditation first if this is something that you're trying. You should already be able to find a comfortable seat and find some quiet space within your mind. Not be able to necessarily completely turn it off, but have some control over your monkey mind, some ability to sit peacefully while you're sitting quietly. If you have that ability, which I think the majority of people who have tried this a couple of times do, it usually only takes a few tries to sort of get the idea of sitting quietly. And then be open to whatever your own mind is going to bring up in this meditation. So this is different for everyone. It will depend on the person actually participating and actively doing the meditation, the same way it does when someone, like a teacher like myself, offers journal prompts. Take a couple of breaths and close your eyes. Adjust your body so that you are as comfortable as you can be in the seated position that you're in. Your shoulders are soft. Your legs are in a comfortable position for your knees and hips. And your hands are resting comfortably somewhere in front of you or in your lap or on your knees. As your breath starts to even out, allow your focus to settle on the backs of your eyelids, a reddish tint to an almost curtain-like closing as the light comes through your eyelids. Imagine it as a screen. A screen for what you visualize as the room that you're in. The room is perfect for you. You light candles, burn incense, and you prepare as if a guest were coming. Perhaps there's a fireplace or comfortable chairs and a blanket. Prepare your room. Someone special is coming to it. And then sit down in it. Take refuge in your own emptiness, your pure potential to reach enlightenment. And then make an act of bodhicitta. And that means tonglen, to give. We're going to give a gift to someone special, that person that's going to come in the door soon. The door opens and you see them. The first person you visualize is your person. It doesn't matter if they are real or alive or no longer with us. They're coming to bring you a message, and they're coming in to sit down. I want you to look at their face and see the joy on their face.
that it brings them to see you. As you sit, you're both just content, being quiet for a few moments. And I want you to remember, while you're here with this person, the ultimate goal of yoga is to reach enlightenment. This means a body of light and an omniscient and compassionate mind. Therefore, we must practice compassion. Although we cannot take away the pain of another, we must desire to want all beings to be pain-free. So imagine you have a body of light. Imagine the Sushumna Nadi in your spine. Follow it from your third eye through the crown of your head and down to the pelvic floor where it curls up at your tailbone. Now imagine a diamond in a rose just nestled inside of it at your heart center. Your wisdom resting inside your compassion is what that represents. Now look at the person in front of you. Any pain that they may be in, I want you to visualize it as if it were a black swirling smoke inside their body. I want you to inhale that smoke to their heart center like you have control over it. And then take another breath and use your next inhale to pull the smoke up out of their body and let it hang in the air between you. As it lingers there, look at it. And then take one more inhale, bringing the smoke into you, all of it out of the air and into your body to take it away from this other person. And the instant it hits the diamond in the rose, there is a camera flash of bright light, and it destroys the smoke, and white is everywhere. You've taken their suffering into yourself and broken it. Now give that person a gift, whatever you feel they need. Maybe it's patience, giving, kindness. Maybe it's the view of a mountain vista or the ocean. Whatever you think they need most. And then sit quietly with them, listening to whatever message it is they've brought you now that you're here and you've taken away their pain. What do they want to tell you? Once your guest has finished sharing their message with you, I want you to then share with them the most negative thing you've done in the last 24 hours. Tell them about it. And then tell them how you're going to commit to doing it the right way in the next 24 hours. Once you have finished, make sure you ask the teacher, as your guest is a teacher, to teach you and stay in your life and teach you how to become the best person you can be. And then dedicate the goodness of this meditation and visualize the people it will benefit. Once you're ready to leave your room, I want you to stand up and watch your guest teacher shrink down to about 2 inches tall, the size of a pixie. And you will pick them up off of their chair and place them on the top of your head. Feel the weight of their body. And then allow them to literally melt into you so that you carry that teacher and the good qualities that you admire about them with you. So that you absorb what you admire and respect of them. Take a couple of breaths and slowly start to leave the room and then allow your attention to drift back to the space that you're actually inhabiting. Maybe you start to open your eyes so that you gaze off the tip of your nose. Maybe you run your thumbs across your fingertips or start to tip your head to each side to stretch out your neck. And come back to the space that we're in. So that is a Tonglen meditation. It is, I find, very different for everyone, but usually very impactful. And you'll be surprised the various guests and teachers that will appear themselves to you. So that is the end of the meditation. Feel free to take some time to quietly sit with your thoughts afterwards or journal afterwards. Some people find that a lot of emotions can come up with a meditation like this, but this is one of many of the meditations that I teach in the teacher training and also one of the many that I use in my regular classes. So if you are interested in joining us for anything like that, you can always go over to the website to check out what our current offerings are, www.theomgarden.com. All of the information will be in the show notes. And I hope you guys have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode. Bye.